time to maximize profitability and cash flow. It's time to learn habits and hacks from the best e-com CEOs. It's time for Return on Podcast with me, Tyler Jeffcoat.
Ag, P-A-G, post-advertising gross profit. Tyler, what the hell is that? I'm going to use this video to explain how you can use true contribution margin or true gross profit to run your Amazon business or your direct-to-consumer brand better. You guys know me. I'm Tyler, seller accountant, Return on Podcast feed. I'm going to use this video that we're in right now to talk you through how to apply PAG properly to your entire company. And then there's going to be a follow-up video next week where I'm going to unpack for you, you know, how you can actually do this on a SKU level, because we've got to do it on a portfolio level. We've got to figure out how to do it on a channel level. And then we're going to have to take it a step further a few times a year and understand how each and every product in our portfolios are performing. But let's start with the big picture here. Let me show you how this works. So here's a profit and loss statement for one of our clients here at Seller Accountant. And here's what I think might be true for you. It's been true for me before. You and I go to conferences, or we go to a mastermind, or we go to a networking event, and we feel very confident and comfortable articulating what our income was, what our revenue was, you know, for this particular 2-month period for this seller. You go to the conference, he's going to say, hey, I did $850K in revenue in 2 months. Feeling pretty good. Sales are really growing. Happy, happy, happy. That's good. But what we're sometimes kind of lost with, or we don't know for sure, or we feel confusion about, is what was our actual profit margin? Not kind of a fake trumped up profit margin. What was the true profit margin? And at Seller Accountant, we're big proponents of adding a lot of directly attributable expenses above the line, like you see on the screen here, because I want the most credible, highest visibility picture of my profitability that I can possibly get. Let me kind of unpack this for you. So let me, first of all, this is a traditional P&L for an Amazon seller. Literally, this is not an uncommon thing for us to see here at Seller Accountant. You know, every 2 weeks, Amazon makes a deposit into my checking account, and I just book that deposit as my sales. Guys, this is unacceptable. Our average client here at Seller Accountant has almost 50% of the entire profit and loss statement that is Amazon fees in the form of pick and pack fees, marketplace fees, advertising charges, and storage. And if I just take that gross payout from Amazon and make that my sales, oh, I am absolutely not going to be able to manage the margins of my portfolio. And Bezos is going to get paid. That's the good news for him. But you and I are not going to get paid if we run our businesses the way you see it on the screen right now. So in this situation, we had $500,000 in deposits. We booked those as sales. We purchased our cost of goods sold. We probably feel like our cost of goods sold is high if we talk to a CFO like Tyler, because he's saying, oh my gosh, you have 50% of your entire sales in COGS. Okay. I can't believe you're making as much money as you are. This is good that you're profitable. Wow. And so now let's look at what it looks like when things are a little bit better. This is a better version of a P&L where we are now grossing up. This is what accountants call it. When you take the sales and kind of make them the real sales and then subtract those Amazon fees, that's called grossing up the sales. We actually did $1 million in sales. We did have our same cost of goods sold, which is now a more normal, actually really good, 25% COGS. But now we've captured our Amazon fees, right, in the form of those pick and pack fees and logistics fees. And now we have our advertising, but we kept the advertising down below the line, like the traditional CPAs really love to do, and we're left with a profit. This is better, but in my mind, this is not best, and I want you guys to do it best, and so I'm going to recommend you take it one step further. We're not going to do like the bad guys did here and just book the Amazon deposits, and we're not going to put those advertising expenses sneakily down here next to the salaries and consulting fees and software and everything else. No. We're going to take the aggressive step of putting our direct advertising expenses up above the line so that we now have not just gross profit, but post-advertising gross profit, real gross profit. And so if I'm an investor, or if I were your CFO, I can now look at this right-hand side picture here and I can really understand how healthy your business is. Those margins are really good, and they're really good because we have great core margins on our cost of goods sold. Our Amazon fees appear to be in line. They're split out. And our advertising, while it's aggressive, we have a tacos of 13% here. We can afford to have a tacos of 13% because our overall PAG is still 25% afterwards. We're doing a great job of controlling our overhead here with only 10% and other stuff we're spending money on. And it's allowing us to keep a very healthy operating profit of 15%. I want to be able to give you that kind of insight, and you want to be able to get that insight for yourself. You can never get that kind of insight for your portfolio if you have this bad P&L picture on the left-hand side. So again, back to our kind of live example with my customer's data here. This person, when they go to a conference or when they talk to you, maybe you see them on the street sometime soon, you want to be able to ask them the question, hey, buddy, I heard that you did $850,000 in revenue. That's awesome. Congratulations. But how much money did you actually make? And are you happy with your margins? What this guy can tell you is, yeah, you know what? Actually, my core margins are below 20%. I'm a little bit concerned about that after talking to Tyler. I'm not happy about it. But my core margins on products, they're pretty good. And my real challenge is that I have an outrageous amount of logistics fees that I've got to address here. You can kind of see here, this FBA fee is up to 30% because we have an oversized product. And so what we're having to do here is we're having to unpack those FBA fees so that we can capture more margin for our products. Because even though we did $850,000 in sales, our core profit margin was less than 20%, which means it could be challenging for us to scale unless we can figure this out. So I hope that's helpful for you guys. That's how I view post-advertising gross profit as a CFO for a whole bunch of Amazon sellers. I hope you'll start viewing it that way also. Stay tuned for next week where I'm going to walk you through how to do this on more of a SKU level. I'm going to help you do it on an ASIN by ASIN level. And in that video, I'll also just kind of give you a free tool that you can use if you want to kind of hack your way to getting the SKU level profitability for yourself. So Tyler, Seller Accountant, always appreciate it when you guys leave me comments. Always appreciate it when you like and subscribe to the channel. Hope you have a great day. Cheers.